Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And before we go, we've got Larry on line two on the top of his mountain. And before we get going here, I just want to remind everybody that we put up Project Red Star up on Angel Fall 923, and I urge everybody to go see it because Mars is going to play a big, big role in the coming years, particularly the next few short years, I should say. And Mars, remember, is closest to Earth. It's the planet of war. And it is closest to Earth exactly on July 27th. And that is also two beyond a very mysterious feast of the last days. And it's very significant because there are seven primary feasts of the Lord. Passover, you know, unleavened bread, first fruits, trumpets, Yom Kippur, tabernacles. The last feast, which is the eighth feast, is Tu B'Av. It's the last one for the entire year. Number eight is a very, very interesting number in Scripture. Rebirth, resurrection, etc., new creation. So it's all there for a very good reason. The Lord does a lot with numbers. There's a book you can actually buy if you don't believe how numbers work. It's called Theomatics. Was written by Jerry Lucas with Del Washburn. There's a Theomatics. I've got the number one. Evidently, they've written another book, number two. The mathematics of the Bible absolutely prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that an intelligence so vast that we can't even comprehend it wrote the Bible through men. And it's a very, very interesting book. Anyway, we got Project Red Star is up on Angel Fall. Please go see it. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And you'll be amazed that we did that show with Barry Rothman and the Bible Codes and what he has discovered about Mars. And when you see the Project Red Star, you'll find out that the Bible Codes are confirming everything that we found on our research on Mars. NASA's been lying to you right along. Mars is totally different than the pictures that they're conveying and showing you. But anyway, that's for another time. There's a war going on in Israel. It's taking place on 9th. Very, very bad for Israel. Israel right now is very, very arrogant. Very, very proud, and I got a feeling the Lord's going to take them down a couple notches. We may be looking down the throat of Isaiah chapter 17 or Daniel 8. We're not sure exactly how this is going to play out. Don't be surprised if we have a ceasefire and all seems to go quiet. It's going to come back again with a vengeance. Although right now, I guess, and Larry's been following this, it appears like the war is still on. From Hal Turner's World News, Israel takes off the gloves. Massive attacks in progress against Gaza Strip. Hundreds killed and injured. Four IDF troops dead so far. After suffering months of rocket and mortar attacks, plus thousands of Molotov kites that have been sent into Israel to set fire, Gaza Strip is now under heavy and sustained attacks by the Israeli Defense Forces. Israeli Defense Minister Lieberman confirms we have started a wide-scale offensive on Gaza, and we will attack in the depths of Gaza. Israel is 7 hours ahead of us, and they're already into Ninth of Av. It's very, very odd that they are actually fighting on a Sabbath, but they are. And this would not be a high Sabbath, I don't believe, because it's a minor feast day and a very mysterious feast day. But it has all the earmarks of symbolism of taking the church of Jesus Christ out of here. Because that's the time when the women dress up in their white robes, go out and dance in the vineyards, and the Israeli men go out to sow. Well, what does Jesus Christ do when he comes back in the atmosphere? What does he do all over the planet? He selects out his bride. I mean, the symbolism is perfect. It doesn't necessarily mean a rapture would occur then. It could be very symbolic of one coming. And we'll get into some of that. What's your latest, Larry, on all this?
Well, it's very interesting because this kind of goes along with the timing you were setting forth in the last three or four radio shows we've done, actually, leading up to this. You've almost hit the nail right on the head as far as the beginning of this war. And it's interesting that Times of Israel reported today that Lieberman, the defense minister, had warned Hamas leadership is dragging Israel towards a large and painful Gaza war. And then, of course, you sent me an email this evening, you know, that it had already broken out. And I went in and dug up an Debka file that Hamas had sent in their sniper teams and were shooting Israeli soldiers. They were ambushing, Israeli patrols. They were actually, and you saw the report too, they had actually set up these balloons with firebombs that were landing in Jerusalem. Now, that's a ways off to the east, I believe.
Yes.
But, they were affecting that distance and also trying to reach Tel Aviv. And so the whole thing, you know, they even began to fire their missiles and rockets, you know, out of Gaza. And, of course, the latest report is that Israel is moved their tanks forward, and they've already got what they call counterintelligence attacks going on inside Gaza, and at the same time, a massive bombing campaign going on.
Wow. So it's still on as far as we know, right?
No ceasefire. The only possible ceasefire solution seems to be El-Sisi, the president of Egypt, that backs up, you know, to the Gaza. And he's trying to get some kind of deal going for a ceasefire, but nobody knows whether that'll work or not.
Well, even if they have a ceasefire, which it wouldn't surprise me if this thing cools down for a little while, but it's going to flare up again. The problem is that we're coming up on the full blood moon over Jerusalem on Tu B'Av or 7/27. Very, very interesting, the timing of all this, because the Ninth of Av is, of course, as you know, a very, very bad time for Israel. And we don't know how this is going to turn out. Now, there have been Soleimani, didn't he say that he was just awaiting orders to launch major strikes? And somebody else said they were going after Haifa and Tel Aviv. Correct? Am I remembering that right?
No, you're remembering that correct. Soleimani and other generals in Syria were waiting on orders from Tehran to launch missiles. And then at the same time, Hezbollah in Lebanon and part of Syria were also saying that they were going to missile attack Tel Aviv and Haifa. So, you know, Israel's surrounded. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, and there's one that Barry Rothman did here. I want to see if I can find it real quick. He did those things on time, but he also did one on Soleimani, I think. Here it is. I got it. Okay, Soleimani, this is the Bible code. ISIS, ISIL, Assad, Putin, Israel, on the way, your enemies, they will come out against you and in seven ways, but they will flee before general, fought with Amalek in the end of days, and China is involved in this somehow. So he's looking at this as, well, this is what he says on the top anyway. It was an outstanding matrix, and it remains so as I update my study on General Soleimani now. This was back in May 2018. What has changed since then are the election of President Trump, the move towards surrender of Kim Jong-un to Trump and denuclearization, President Trump pulling out of the Obama-Iran nuclear accord, and a direct confrontation between the IDF and Iranian forces in Syria that are under the command of General Soleimani. So on one way, they will come out seven ways. They will flee before you. So this may be the Isaiah 17 war, but if you read that carefully, it says Jacob waxes thin. And that would be an indication that there's a tremendous amount of death coming. What do you think? I mean, when you read this thing from Hal Turner, there's not much. I looked on Drudge; they only got a simple little headline, so they're not really reporting much about this on American media.
No, on American media, it's almost all blacked out. But over in the Middle East, you know, Ynet News and Times of Israel, Debka File, you know, a number of the Middle East papers are reporting on it, Jerusalem Post, and some of those are reporting almost live, and the bombing's still going on. What's interesting also is, you know, remember Stan Dale said that Soleimani was really somebody he was watching closely, and Soleimani, according to the Torah code, seems to be closely linked. You know, even with Putin. So we're wondering where this is really going, you know, and which side Putin is on at the moment.
Well, we know Putin is an enemy of Israel, in spite of all of what he says, because prophecy, I have always believed that Turkey and Russia and the allies are the land of Gog and Magog. I know there's another theory kind of floating around that Babylon the Great is Gog, and that would make Trump Gog of Magog. I just can't buy that because of our location, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what's kind of interesting about this is the timing of it all. I mean, here we are. We knew that, you know, we had some problems with the 9th of Av, and exactly later, it's a full-blood moon over Israel. And now I just found out that exactly 7 days later after the full-blood moon, I want to get into the timeline here in a little while, is August 4th. Now, people might not think, well, so what, August 4th? That's Barack Obama's birthday. And I want to get into that in a little while, because this is going to play a major role. You know, I have more or less said, and a lot of others, I'm not alone in this, that Barack Hussein Obama is going to come back. And when he does, he's going to come back with a vengeance. The Christians are going to be blamed for all this because they elected Trump. And the far left will go totally berserk. We have two ways to look at this. Trump is going to put that on the shelf for a while, and a delay will continue, like, you know, like, what is it, Mark Thompson prophecies, you know, the fireman.
Yeah.
It's possible, but this business that America is going to come back is a false hope in my book, because I don't see any such thing in the Bible. But anyway, what I'm getting at here, we are coming up on a time when if Obama is going to come back and the left is going to do something to derail all this stuff, don't they have to do something right away?
Well, you would think so, Stuart, and something that I've been watching and following a little bit on mainstream media and even Fox and One America News today is that we're beginning to have more and more of the left violence, including Antifa, coming out on the streets. Suddenly they're beginning to come out on the streets and attack and harass, you know, anyone that's either a conservative or a Trump or, you know, any of that. They're after, it seems like. So I've just got to say that people need to be aware that the rest of this summer may not be just a fly by night.
Yeah. I don't think people are paying much attention. Well, it's not going to happen to me, so I'm just going to carry on as usual. And, you know, like Bush said, don't be intimidated by any of this. But we are coming up on something, and here's a headline. Now, this is Sort Your Fall, so you got to just put that in the back of your mind. However, I do want to say that within usually 2 to 4 weeks of what is published by her is either totally disproven as fake, and they've admitted they do plant fake stories, so they've come out and told you that. But usually what happens is you get confirmation elsewhere. It can take 2 to 4 weeks before that confirmation comes out, but it's uncanny. Nobody knows where they're getting the information from. A lot of them think it's the FSB, you know, the Soviet intelligence. But here's something, a headline from them. Russian student warns of an eminent leftist blood sacrifice and is then promptly thrown in an American hellhole prison as part of deep state plot against Trump. Now, this is fascinating stuff because this really deals with a false flag, a big one. A fascinating new Federal Security Service, SFB, or FSB, report circulating today in the Kremlin states that last week, on 13 July, a 29-year-old Russian Federation citizen, remember 29 is 11, then a name Maria Butina, contacted the Embassy of Russia in Washington to have her fears documented that a communist leftist blood sacrifice terrorist strike was imminent in the United States, full details of which she said it previously related to U.S. Congressman Dana Roabaka, I guess, whom she met in Moscow in 2015, that involved a deep state terror cell organized by a South Dakota political activist named Paul Erickson, and whose revealing of on 15 July caused her to be arrested by the FBI and thrown into an American prison. She was denied all bail and denied any access to Russian diplomats, causing the foreign ministry to declare that she was being framed and that U.S. Congressman Roabaka to further declare that her persecution was part of a deep state plot against President Trump. Isn't that interesting? But with it most importantly to be noted that the communist leftist terror cell leader Butina had identified intended to carry out this blood sacrifice. And he himself, I guess, was arrested. But isn't that kind of interesting? And you remember when Trump came out after he talked with Putin? He didn't look well. He just didn't look right. It was almost like he had learned something that scared him. Do you remember that? And Barry mentioned that.
I remember that, and they've even got a picture circulating on the web that after Trump and Putin had met and came out for the press conference, the Melania Trump, They had a picture of her eyes were, it was like she was almost terrified over something. And now this thing with the Russians, I do know that I've been following the arrest of that Russian spy, as they call her, and also the other Russian. And by the way, it's not been reported, but I've read the reports of one of the Antifa people has been arrested with guns and explosives.
Yes, that'd be one of these guys. Yep, that was mentioned. It's amazing. And so we got a lot of stuff going on we don't know anything about, really. And anyway, the article is quite long, but really what it's saying is get prepared. There's going to be a deep state false flag, and maybe they'll stop it, maybe they won't. But I was curious as to what could have been told to Trump that got him so upset. And you got any ideas on that?
Well, I've got a couple of rumors on that. You know, of course, one possible aspect is recent information has come out, and I sent you a copy of it, of possibly, you know, information, intelligence from Russia providing the deep state and all the actors and what their coup plots are, names and everything, and, you know, all the evidence that would be needed. And now, maybe that's true, maybe that's not true. But then on the other hand, I was really taken back a little bit when Barry Rothman, who is very knowledgeable of a lot of this stuff, mentioned that is it possible that Putin kind of read Donald Trump in to the alien card, something that nobody would have read Donald Trump in up till now, I'm sure, because that's too secretive and it's too well kept of a secret.
Yeah, I mean, we've been dealing with the aliens now for some time, fallen angels from the church perspective. From the masses of the world, it's a strong delusion, and this is the advance guard that the nations of the world have been basically working with, getting technology from, and backwards engineering a lot of stuff, so that when you see something, you got to ask, is it ours, is it theirs, or whose is it? But, yeah, this has been going on. We have a deep space secret space fleet, TR-3Bs, anti-gravity, cosmospheres. It's been going on for a long, long time, and it will be brought forward at the arrival. And I don't know if all of you have heard about Project Bluebeam, but if you haven't, you need to look it up and read it very, very carefully. The guy that wrote it was murdered soon after that was released. I can't remember his name. What was his name, Larry? Serge Manast, I think, wasn't it?
Serge Manast.
Yep. Very, very similar to the fellow over in England that disappeared. What was his name?
John Casbolt.
Casbolt. Yes. I'm getting old. Glitches in the system.
I can't say anything.
Anyway, that was very, very interesting because he was talking about super soldiers, how advanced all this stuff was, and now the masses of the people have no clue whatever about what's going on. Very, very interesting that in my flying career, I've seen a number of very odd things that would only be advanced technology that people just don't know about. I mean, we had a whole thing in our flight manuals about reporting unidentified flying objects, and so they wanted you to report it, but I did not know too many pilots who would bother with it, no matter how bad it was, because you were considered a kook if you reported something like that. You could lose your job. So most flight crews did not want to report it. But here we are. And we got all kinds of earth changes going on, volcanoes going off, tornadoes in Iowa. That did a lot of damage, did it not?
Oh, yeah. This has been ongoing. This is a weather pattern across the U.S. and has been for a couple of months now. It's been so bizarre and very violent.
Yeah, yeah. One of the reasons, folks, that I'm very, very concerned with this war that's going on over there is the timeline. And I wanted to get into that, and Larry, jump in anywhere you want. The early church was taught that from Adam and Eve, there were 7,000 years from Adam to the conclusion of the age, and 6,000 years, and then 1,000 years. This doctrine basically has been forgotten, but the early church fathers taught that there would be 6,000 years from Adam to the return, and then a 1,000-year millennial reign. And then we would go into what they call the time of non-counting, with neither hours, minutes, seconds, weeks, months. It would be kind of like an eternal presence where there was no counting. Anyway, what's interesting about this is that Noah was given 120 years before the flood. He said that man, God told Noah that man only had 120 years and then he was going to be taken care of. Now, Noah was given a 7-day warning, and then he entered the ark on the very day the rains came, and he was shut in. So Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. I'm taking that there's going to be a repeat. What about you, Larry? How do you read that?
Well, I would kind of think it would lean towards a repeat, but, you know, you don't know. It doesn't line it all out like you can just walk it. It's you just have to take a lot of it on faith.
Yes. So anyway, as it was, so shall it be. So if we're going to say that there is a repeat, where do we begin it? We have two places we could start it. And that one was the Jewish Congress in 1897. And 120 years would be 2017. Now, it dawned on me just a little bit ago, maybe a couple days ago, that if Noah was given 120 years, then the Lord would fulfill the 120th year to its end. And that would mean the flood would come on the 121st year, if you follow the reasoning there. If the Lord told me that I was going to live 80 years, that would mean I would die in the 81st year, and I would have the full 80th year, and I could die a second after that was fulfilled. So anyway, here's what's very, very interesting. If we take it from 1897 in the first Jewish Congress, we end at 2017, the 121st year would be 2018. Okay, so in 1917, Allenby retook Jerusalem on December 9th. And on the 20th and the fourth day of the ninth month, exactly as it was stated in the scriptures, and then we had the Intifada that began on the very same day in 1987 through 1997. And then, according to Psalm 90, we were to go into a period known as Soon. Now, this is very interesting because 20 years from 1997 is where we are right now, or were in 2017. We're now in the 21st year. So as Soon, 21 years, which is 777. Okay, 1947, UN mandate for the division of Palestine. 1948, Israel becomes a nation, and we had the War of Independence. That's war number one. In 1956, we had the Suez War. That was war number two. In 1967, we had the Six-Day War, which was equivalent, really, the Lord was telling us, about 6,000 years, reaffirming what the early church taught. Jerusalem was freed on a jubilee from 2017 plus 50 equals 1967. That was the third war. 1973, the Yom Kippur War, that's war number four. Now, if you go back into the history of Israel, in the first Commonwealth, they fought five wars and built a temple. In the second Commonwealth, They had five wars, and then they built their temple. Are they going to repeat it? You know, it's kind of interesting. We don't know. 1997, of course, was the end of the 80th year of Psalm 90. And that's when Israel actually entered the period known only as soon. So you can speculate as to how long soon is. But if it is 21 years, we're coming up on the end of it, which is kind of interesting because of what's going on over in the Middle East. Okay, now we jump ahead. 1994 was actually the first big sign in the heavens because Jupiter was impacted by the comet that had broken up into 21 fragments, and it impacted Jupiter, guess when? 9th of Av, for 7 days. And it has been exactly 24 years to this 9th of Av, which is 9/11. And it's kind of interesting because that is an 888. And the number 888 is first resurrection. These are just clues. As a detective, you would put clues together and try to draw a conclusion from it. Okay, in 1996 to 1997, second huge sign, Hayakatake and Hail Bop cross Satan's head in the heavens on 4/11/1996 and 4/11/1997, forming a perfect cross right over the head of Satan in the heavens, marking out 4/11 in the heavens for all the world to see. So from the Jupiter impact to the first and second comet is 2 or 3 years, and that 2 is a witness and 3 is resurrection. Folks, when you start putting all this together, it's forming a pattern that is very, very hard to deny. From 2001 to 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers, which was an Illuminati inside job to establish homeland security in the beginning of the New World Order via false flags. So from 2001 to 2018 is exactly 17 years, and the number 17 means victory. This goes along with Barack Obama. It is exactly 17 years to 9/11, 2018. Isn't that interesting? Feast of Trumpets.
Yeah.
In 2008, Obama was elected to take office. In 2009, 2 plus 9 equals 11. Obama was born on August 4th, 1967. And kind of interesting that from his birth date to the next 9/11 we're coming up on is exactly 38 days, which adds up to 11. 2009, which adds up to an 11. Susan Boyle sings the swan song of humanity on a 4/11/2009, and that adds up to 17, or victory. Isn't that interesting? It is 9 years from when she sang that song, and 9 is the number of judgment. Now, Susan Boyle, a lot of people, that sign went right by them. But Susan Boyle, I know you remember it, Larry.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
She came out of total obscurity. Nobody knew Susan Boyle. After she sang that song on TV, she was instantly recognized globally. The song that she sang, I Dreamed a Dream. But Satan came along, basically, and destroyed it. That is the swan song of humanity. We dream our dreams. We try to fulfill those dreams. But it never works out, really, for most of us. And it's very, very interesting. When that was sung. Now in 2013, there's another sign that went by. And this is fascinating to me. Two bald eagles got into a fight, and they crashed at Duluth Airport in Minnesota. I got a picture of it. They both landed side by side, but in opposite directions. What's the national symbol of the United States? It's a bald eagle. A house divided cannot stand. A house that's fighting cannot stand. The Republicans versus the Democrats at war. Isn't that interesting? Look at where we are today. And guess when that fight occurred? May 14th. Same time that Israel became a nation, 2013. Isn't that interesting? Another sign.
Wow.
2014. First lunar tetrad bookends the Jewish feast days, or the Lord's feast days, from Passover to Tabernacles. 17 years from Hail Bop, victory. That was a sign in the heavens for the finished work of Christ by the cross defeating Satan. Okay, 2014. 4:11 shows up because from 4:11, 2014, to Tu B'Av, the wedding feast day, was exactly 120 days or 4 months. Remember when Jesus said, "In yet 4 months cometh the harvest." It was a clue that the taking of the bride and the church age were soon going to be over. 2015, second lunar tetrad, bookending again, Passover and Tabernacles. 18 years from Hail Bop. I think that's kind of interesting. 2015, sandstorm in Israel delays the Feast of Trumpets for 2 days. Remember that, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
And Israel ignored what it actually meant. The only ones that really paid any attention to it were very Orthodox Jews that knew what the rabbis that knew what that meant. It was a 2-year delay. 2015, 9/23. Pope and Obama shake hands in Washington at exactly 9:23 a.m., beginning the U.N. agenda of 21/30/50, the takeover by the New World Order in the United Nations, was symbolic. The 9:23 date was all over the TV, the movies, the cartoons, indicating that a massive change was to take place along with an arrival of the gods. You remember all that stuff on TV and the movies?
Oh, you watched it all.
Yeah, they must have spent billions on that. Everything seems to have been delayed for at least 2 years. Well, then in 2017, Feast of Trumpets appeared to be delayed for 1 year because, if you may remember, the barley harvest was not ready for harvest, so that delayed it. So we have a total, really, of a 3-year delay, possibly. Now, this is all speculation. Remember, 3 days, 3 years. And we can do that because Daniel's 70th week is a week of 7 days, but it's actually 7 years. So anyway, Jesus resurrected Lazarus on the third day. Hosea says Israel will be resurrected on the third day, Exodus, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. Exodus 19:16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord on the third day. And Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? That sounds like a pole shift, slight one, don't you think? And you had a vision about that.
That's true.
What was your vision? Maybe tell the folks what that was about.
Well, it was one that I shared with you and with Red Elk also when Red Elk was alive. And he indicated, he used the terminology soon because of, the way I described it. But what I was shown basically was that there would be a partial pole shift before the real pole shift. And the partial pole shift was a warning.
That sounds awful lot like what I just read. Esther 5:1, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. Now, what's interesting here is she made herself ready. And on the third day, she went in to see the king. That's a picture of the church, basically. And Hosea, after 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will rise us up, and we shall live in his sight. From the time, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Isn't that interesting? Third day. We've had a 3-year delay. So I can't tell you that any of this means anything. I'm just bringing it to everybody's attention. We should be paying a lot of attention to this this period from now, I would say, through December. I think we're going to see a lot of things. Okay, Donald Trump was elected November 2016, took office in 2017. Terri Schiavo, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
She died on 3/31/2015, and I had a vision about her, and I was taken to Florida, and this guy comes out of the courthouse, and he goes thumbs down like they used to do in Rome.
Uh-huh.
And I began to cry uncontrollably in the dream. And these people that were there came over and said, why are you crying? And I said, I don't really know. And all I know now, of course, it was the Holy Ghost. Because Terri Schiavo was killed by the law, and our president at the time, Bush, did absolutely nothing to stop it. Judgment. Under the law. And that was a warning to the United States concerning the law, and America will be judged under the laws of God with no mercy, the same way we did to Terri Schiavo. No respect for life, basically. Okay, then in 2017, August 21st, solar eclipse of the United States, next one in 7 years. 2017, the so-called star sign on 9/23 with Leo and Virgo, Jupiter-born conception comet. You remember the conception comet that went through there? Never happened before and will never happen again. 9/23, 2017. Now, a lot of people put that as a sign of the Bride of Christ being removed. Remember that? All the excitement about that? Jupiter, if you look into it from the occultic viewpoint, Jupiter is always occult. It's always satanic in one way or another. Instead of this, it might be a double reference. Get ready to the bride or the church of Christ, but otherwise, get ready for the birth of the Antichrist. He's going to rise to power, not necessarily birth, he's just going to rise to power. anyway, nothing happened on that date, and so everybody began to ridicule. Remember the ridicule that the people that were advancing all that, they just got all kinds of ridicule by the other people in the church. Okay, so now we have in 2018 the super moon, blood moon, on January 31st. A lot of people didn't remember that. It happened on 2018, which adds up to 16, and 16 is love. Then we had the NATO summit, peace and security. That's what he said. The opening speech was all about peace and security. Some time ago, a fellow from Canada sent me a video of, they were all railing against Israel. These are world leaders now. One by one, all the nations got up. What did they say? Peace and security. The UN actually has a page devoted to peace and security. If you don't believe it, just type, go to the UN page, type in peace and security. You'll find it. It's there. 2018, 7/21 is the 9th of Av. That's now in Israel. Right now, they're on that day, and this war is very, very important when you look at the timeline. So, is it a possible seven-day warning for the church? Because that would come on the blood moon and to be off. Well, nobody knows. Could be, might not have anything to do with it. Okay, so the 9th of Av is the 11th month on Israel's calendar. Hence, it really is a 9-1-1.
Huh.
And 9/11 just happens to be Feast of Trumpets this year. And a lot of people say, well, that's the time when the church is going to be raptured. Actually, nobody knows. Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to come at a time you think not. Well, everybody thinks he's going to come on a Lord's Feast Day. Well, maybe he isn't. Or maybe he's going to come at a time we think not, just like he said. Then we had the Trump-Putin summit, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And then we have the Feast of Trumpets coming up. And anyway, there we are. When you put all this together, to me it sounds like, how many warnings does the Lord have to give the church to get ready? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. How many signs do we have to go through where the church, you know, can't even figure out we are at the, basically, when we're going to enter Daniel's 70th week? What do you think when you hear all that?
Well, I heard all that, and I'm thinking most of the church out there that I know about don't even think we're in any danger at the moment or haven't been for years, so... You know, it's they're not working with us on this, Stuart. It's just a few of us saying anything.
Yeah, it's too bad. It makes me feel sad, really. It's kind of like when the Song of Solomon. You know, when you know what the Lord is about and you can see it happening all around you. And yet when you bring it to people's attention, they just laugh at you, they mock you, they scoff at you, they roll on the floor in laughter. And they did basically the same thing when Noah was building his boat. I'm sure they laughed at him. You know, it had never rained before. What are you building a boat for out here in the middle of nowhere? Only to find out that when he was shut in, the rains began and they were all left out. Our ark of the covenant is Jesus Christ himself. And the Christian was supposed to enter in the ark. Our ark of safety is the Lord himself. And at the same time all this is going on, the hostility of government against the church is rising rapidly. Here's a headline, Larry. I'd like your comment on this one. Because this is starting to go on everywhere. Cease and desist. Town orders family to stop hosting Bible studies on their private farm. Now, they're out in the country. Isn't that interesting? The owners of a Pennsylvania farm have been ordered by the borough, or, you know, the powers that be down there, to cease and desist holding Bible studies on their own private property. And they were told, you can't do that.
Wow.
You see the hostility, folks, against Jesus Christ? It's everywhere if you want to see it. And that is one of the top signs, really. We're having all the signs are converging now. And we have the destroyer coming in. We have, you know, that Mars close approach on 9/27. It's going to be the brightest and closest. Why is it happening on a 2B/Av? Why is Mars called the planet of wars? I don't have time to get into Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to do more research, but I'm telling you, folks, look out. He's coming back. And exactly how he's coming back, I have no idea. I just know he's coming back. A lot of people have been told who he is, and the evidence is overwhelming. I don't have time to get into it, but the numbers, his name itself is written in the Bible. If you know where to look for it, it's not good. And now the final sign, and Larry, you need to comment on this one. Israel adopts a controversial nationality law. The Knesset, Israel's parliament, voted 62-55 to pass a contentious law that defines Israel as the national home of the Jewish people and states that Jews have the exclusive right to self-determination in Israel, prompting an outcry from the country's Arab lawmakers. To me, that's a huge sign. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's an exceptional sign. And at the same time, there are reports that even some commandos in the IDF are reporting that the rabbis talking about building a third temple are not joking. So, you know, there you are.
Yeah. Yeah, we're close. And even I remember the rabbi, I'm sure you remember this somewhere. I think it was back in 1200 A.D., that this rabbi gave a prophecy, and he said that we would be entering the Messianic era in late 2017, 2018. Well, here we are.
Well, that seems to be backed up by a lot of the Glazerson and Herrlich codes that have been run. Matter of fact, they've gone silent. The further we get into this 5777, 5778 area, the codes are basically going silent.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting. Do you suppose they've maybe found something that they've been told by either the powers that be who run the planet or over there in Israel, shut up? We don't need to be confusing or getting people excited or fearful about we're coming up on the end of days and tribulation period. It just seemed odd to me because they were putting out all kinds of stuff. And I know he just put out one. Glazerson did. But we don't know what it actually says yet, do we?
No, I've got a copy of it in Hebrew and a little bit of English there, but I've got to get with Richard Shaw to find out what it talks about. But the gist of it appears to be addressing the Gaza situation and some terminology translated from the Hebrew to English talks about the stalkers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of goes along with what Barry found, you know, sort of, because it says they will come for you. They're going to come after you, Israel.
Yeah.
And what are they doing? They're really coming after. This thing can explode anytime. And if we're reading this right, and we really are, and I'm not saying we are, but if we really are at the final period of entering Daniel's 70th week, Isaiah chapter 17 is probably exactly where we are. And we're going to see this thing escalate into the Isaiah 17 war and possibly Daniel 8. And it'll be a huge war. But it's, everybody says it's going to be very, very fast. And I think Israel uses the nuke option in Isaiah 17. That's just my guess. What do they call that? The Samson option?
Yeah, the Samson option. Correct.
Basically, that means if we go down, we're taking you with us, right?
Well, what it is, if you're going to destroy Israel, you won't have any capital cities around you either.
Which is basically what Isaiah 17 talks about. This thing is going to get really, really serious. If this is Isaiah 17, folks, remember that Iran is buddies with North Korea. North Korea is not doing anything. In fact, you said there was a problem with North Korea again? I didn't see that.
Today they had a report on Fox. They had a press conference with Nikki Haley, which is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., and Pompeo, the Secretary of State, addressed the United Nations group there on Fox, and they indicated that North Korea was not doing what it had agreed to do on denuclearization and was not doing anything, and they were about to tighten the sanctions that's already on them and even if possibly set up a blockade to stop Russia and China from supplying North Korea. So this thing is really, you know, even as we know Israel is about to really have problems, we've got problems with North Korea and we're just not really aware of it, or the people aren't being told.
Yeah, war everywhere. The Armageddon script, and it comes suddenly. And folks, remember what the Lord said, sudden destruction. When they say peace and security, sudden destruction cometh, and they will not escape. But ye, brethren, are children of the light, and that day will not overtake you as a thief. With all of the timeline, which ends on the 121st year, I would say we're close, and this is why they're even talking about a temple, why Jerusalem is now the capital city of Israel, and why the embassy was moved to Jerusalem, why the world hates Israel with a passion, why the United Nations does everything they can to destroy Israel. Jerusalem will become a trembling cup. And upon all the nations, and all the nations that go against her shall be destroyed. So here we are on the eve of something. So all I'm saying is, look, this is a real heads up, folks. This is real. When you look at the timeline, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. Are we there? I guess I have to say it sure looks like it, but you know, we have the word delay in scripture. So, I don't know. What do you think, Larry?
I personally think that I wish we did not have the internal troubles we've got in America. And I'm really telling people from now on through August to be very, very cautious with their circumstances, because some of this stuff can break loose at any time. I'm very concerned.
Yeah, this business, if this flares in the Middle East, the repercussions upon us could be very, very severe, like North Korea and an EMP attack, and they knock out all of our power and the beginning of the takedown of the United States. Isaiah 18, I believe, refers to the United States. Can't prove it, just my own take. And it says we are taken in kind of the midsummer area, and it kind of ties together with Isaiah chapter 17. So anyway, it's a heads up for everybody, and I hope you have prepared. And if you haven't, you better go out and start, because things are going to get pretty rough. Any last word, Larry?
I'll just keep that seatbelt buckled. Looks like we're in for a rough ride.
Yeah. Folks, we'll come back on a flash update if anything really starts getting out of control. You're not going to get the news, evidently, on major media. They're just kind of silent about all this, which is ridiculous. But we are the most managed, censored people on the planet. Anyway, thanks for everybody for tuning in and listening. And hopefully we will see you next week, if the Lord is willing, and we hope he is. So anyway, good night. Thanks a lot, Larry. And we'll see you next week, if the Lord is willing. Night, everyone.